the Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, welcome back. Yes, indeed. I'm sitting behind my black microphone in the Watchtower Studios. You guys are saying, why do you call it the Watchtower Studios? Well, it's kind of cool. Actually, it's kind of a cool name. And there is a watchtower very close to where I am. So I am up in the mountains near the Watchtower. So what the heck? We'll call it the Watchtower Studio for right now. The answer. How many of us are seeking answers? There have been myriad books written to help people find the answers. This goes all the way back to Proverbs and Psalms and so forth, Ecclesiastes, finding the answers. Plato and Socrates were all seeking answers, answers to questions. Often we have a problem, and the answer is there, but we don't want to accept the answer. If you have children, if you've ever had children, if you've raised children, one of the quirks that you will find with children is they will come to you with a problem. They will have, and it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, it could be, I can't find my shoe or whatever, but, you know, little kids always like to think that their problems are like, you know, insurmountable, end of the world, right? A five-year-old will come to you with a problem, and it seems to him or her like it's the end of the world, and you're like, no, it's right here. Here's your shoes. I found them. Boom. And you can solve their problem in 5 seconds. It's funny. The answer is right there. Now, as we grow and we become adults, we encounter more complex issues in our lives. We encounter problems that require more thought and more effort and have greater consequences than, you know, the five-year-old who can't find their shoe. Often we will point out a problem, or we'll talk to someone, we'll say, hey, I have this issue, and look at this, and this is terrible. I have this terrible issue. I have this terrible problem, and I need a solution. Now, here's the deal. Just because you don't like the answer or the solution to the problem does not invalidate that answer or that solution. What? Yes. People will come to you and they will give you solutions. They will offer you answers to your questions, solutions to your problems. Your desire or lack thereof to accept that answer or accept that solution does not invalidate it. Often we're presented with solutions to the problems that we have that may not necessarily be the solution we were looking for. That's not the solution I thought I was going to get, therefore I don't want it. That's not the answer that I wanted, therefore it's not a good answer. It's not the answer's problem. It's not the answer's fault. The answer to your question is not invalid just because you don't want to accept it, just because it's not something that you were expecting or what you were looking for. Recently, we had an issue. My wife was looking for she was expecting to go to work at a certain job. And because of the Kung Flu, the Chinese virus, she wasn't able to go to work at that job. And it was the one she was expecting, and it was the one that we expected her to go back to, and it was what we expected, the answer that we were looking for. But it didn't materialize. It was kind of a bummer. But another job came along. It wasn't the same one. It wasn't the one we were expecting. It wasn't the one we wanted, but it was a job. It was a new job, a different job. And it was an answer to the problem. The problem was that she was expecting to go to work, you know, human beings need to make money to pay their bills and all that good stuff, right? She was expecting to do that, but she couldn't because of the mass panic of the Kung flu. So the answer to the problem or the solution to the problem presented itself, but it wasn't the one we were expecting. Now, she didn't say, forget you, or screw that, or I don't want to do that, because that's not the solution I was looking for. And as I was preparing the show notes, I thought, well, sometimes that's the way the world is. Sometimes you need an answer, but it's not the answer you were expecting. But it's up to you to accept that answer or to accept that solution. And if you don't, you say, well, you know, maybe you were in a similar situation. Maybe you were looking for a new job. You looked for a new job. You wanted a new job. And you were hoping to get one here or there. And it didn't happen. But you got offered another one. You say, oh, I don't want that one. It's not the one I was looking for. Well, you said you wanted a new job. A new job is showed up. Are you going to take it or aren't you? Now, there obviously are many other situations that we could apply this to, but I want you guys to keep that in mind as you go throughout your life. Sometimes we end up with problems or questions, and we're expecting a certain answer or we're expecting a certain solution. In our minds, we've already figured out we don't have the solution, but we kind of know what it should be, right? How many of you guys have done that to yourself? Well, I don't have the answer, but I know what the answer should be or how it should be formed. If an answer or a solution presents itself, it's not invalid just because it wasn't the one you were looking for. It's not invalid just because you don't want to accept it. Sometimes we need to accept the answers and accept the solutions that we weren't looking for. Maybe that's something you need to do in your life. Maybe there's a solution to a problem you have. It wasn't necessarily the solution you were looking for, but it's there nonetheless. All right, this is Morning Mindset. I'm your host, Paul Markle. And my beautiful wife just sent me a message, said your breakfast is on the table. So I'm going to go eat that while you start your day. Thanks a lot for sharing the show and supporting it. And I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.